With the latest news from NewsDakota.com, I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting. A judge has sentenced a Jamestown man to 3 years in prison for a deadly hit-and-run crash east of Valley City last July. 26-year-old Wyatt Stalock pled guilty to three felonies. A pickup pulling a trailer was rear-ended by another pickup near the Arisca rest stop. The pickup and trailer went into the median and rolled. A 14-year-old girl, a passenger in the pickup that was struck, was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected. Stalock left the scene. He was later arrested in Jamestown. A passenger in the pickup that was hit, 42-year-old Christina Anderson, was killed. Two people have died in a house fire in Lisbon. Fire crews were called to a home on Oak Street late Friday night. They encountered heavy smoke and fire. The names of the victims have not yet been released. The house is a total loss, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Barnes County Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign kicking off today in Valley City. Spokesman Lee Isensi says the bell ringers are needed in Valley City at PetroServe USA and at Lever's Foods. If you would like to volunteer to be a bell ringer, you should call Lenora 840-1357 or Naomi at 701-541-1418 to set up a bell ringing schedule. A former Devil's Lake City Commissioner who also later served for several years on the Ramsey County Commission has died. Joseph Joe Belford died last Thursday at the age of 84. As the level of Devil's Lake rose, Belford was at the forefront of the flood fight in the lake region. He also served for several years as the downstream acceptance coordinator for the South Devil's Lake outlets. Belford's funeral mass will be Monday, November 28th, 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Devil's Lake. More news anytime at NewsDakota.com.